Hi, everyone. Welcome to the, I don't know, the M Teachers Conference. I'm not sure what number it is exactly, but it's been running for many years. In fact, I talked to some teachers. Thank you. I talked to some teachers last night who said this was their 12th or something like that. So it's been going on for at least 12 years, maybe more. Usually Lars, who's the director, does this introduction, but he had to go out of town, so I'm going to take it over. I'm Greg Huber. I'm the deputy director. We're really excited to have this particular topic this year. It's associated with the Bioactive Matter program, which is running now, and also we just finished their conference. Christina Marchetti agreed to organize not only the program, but also she was a co-organizer of the conference, and she's the coordinator of this teacher's conference. She's sitting right here in the front row, and we'll hear from her in a few seconds. I'll let Aparna introduce her. I just want to make sure for people who haven't been here before that you know a few practical things. So the restrooms, there's a men's room, which is straight down this hallway, and then there's a women's room on the second floor, just above it. There's another set of bathrooms if you make a left, and then go right across from our commons area, make another left, basically, and then there's a men's and women's room there as well. You should all have your packets with your schedules. Everything is recorded here, so you don't have to take detailed notes. You can always go back and look at it online. All of these talks will be online. And that's a great resource. We have thousands of talks, actually, if you go back into our archive that are online here. Staff members, Jesse, raise your hand. Jesse is one of the other organizers, I could say, of the conferences here, and she's a useful font of information. So if you have any problems, you might look for me or look for Jesse for practical problems. We do have wireless. We didn't put it on the board, but it's KITP conf, like conf as in conference, and the password is airport 123456. Thank you. Parking, I hope everyone, well, I guess most of you are at the hotel, but some of you may have come by car. Parking in lot 10, I don't know exactly how they'll ticket you, if they will ticket you, but the fifth floor is what we tell people to go to the fifth floor and use the kiosk there. Type into the kiosk VIP, I think that's the designation. I wanted just to say a few words about the topic before I hand it over to Aparna to talk about. And I also wanted to point out a few of the features that we have at the KITP for people who are local also. Flocking and swarming and schooling, if they're fish, are really interesting and hot topics right now. They're interdisciplinary. They involve physics and math and biology. And we were really fortunate. We made contact with a woman who supplied this image. She's in England, or maybe it's Scotland, I'm not sure. It's near Hadrian's Wall, which is the borderline, I guess, between those two. And she takes these remarkable pictures of starlings. These are called murmurations. That's the word in English for a group of starlings. And this was the image she let us use for our teachers' conference. But there's also a site, I think this is called Flickr Photo Sharing. But I wonder if I can figure out how to do this. She's got many, many images like this. Well, I can just step through them, I guess. But they show remarkable patterns, three-dimensional patterns. Or are they two-dimensional patterns? It's a little hard to tell if it's a folded sheet And I think that's one of the interesting questions about this particular phenomenon. And maybe we'll hear something about that from some of the speakers, but the talks today will range over all kinds of scales, from organisms that are macroscopic to microscopic organisms as well. And also to no organisms at all. Maybe we can make flocks out of little robots or something like that, or matter, which isn't even pretending to be alive, but just little mobile agents of some sort. So the topic is interesting and rich, and it's of the moment, and we're really fortunate that we could host it here. For those of you who are local to the Santa Barbara area, I just want to point out some of the activities. We have a lot of outreach activities, including public lectures and chalk talks during the year. We also have two journalists in residence right now. I don't know if both of them are here, but Ivan Amato, I'll point out, is here. He's from the Washington, D.C. area. He's staying here for a period of months, and he's going to do an experiment, which we hope to continue if it works out, called a Science Cafe. And the Science Cafe will be on April 2nd. So, again, I say this is for the people who are local. April 2nd in a venue downtown called Soho. So it'll be in the evening of early evening of April 2nd. So if you're around at that time, you might want to participate in the Science Cafe, or go see Ivan, who will be, you know, rotating around this meeting, working the crowd probably. Okay, so without further ado, I'd like to introduce Aparna Bhaskaran, who is going to introduce our first speaker. I'm handing it off, but she has her own microphone, so I'll turn this one off. Thank you all for coming, and I hope we have a great conference.
This is like passing of the torch at the Sochi Olympics, like we saw on TV. My name is Aparna Bhaskaran, and I'm a member of the physics faculty at Brandeis University, which is in the Boston area. And it is I am the timekeeper and announcer for the first session. But in addition to that, it is my great honor and privilege to introduce Christina Marchetti, who is the William R. Keenan Professor at Syracuse. Any professor with a name in front of it, you know they have done something awesome, right? And Christina has done a number of awesome things. Early in her career, she did some things associated with understanding fluctuations in non-equilibrium systems, and that was way ahead of its time. On the papers that she wrote, like when I was a baby girl, I am reading now to try to use in biological systems. And since then, she has worked on superconducting vortex lattices, and right now she is at the forefront of the field of physicists trying to understand biological systems using principles that we have used to understand normal materials, understand liquid crystals, understand rubber elasticity, things like that, to understand real biological systems. And she will try to walk us through that in her talk this morning. So please welcome Christina Marchetti.